Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar,
and the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call, 646-915-8421. Email thctucson@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, visit us on MySpace, or tweet with us on Twitter.
Our sponsors for Weedsday Wednesday are Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, EZMarijuana.com, and Culture Magazine.
We would like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio C for hosting our show every week, along with the lowest price certifications in town. You'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things educational related to medical cannabis.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com.
And remember,
be smart, be safe, and educate.
Welcome to Weedsday Wednesday, everybody.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Good morning, Cannabis Kid.
Good morning, Bellstar. How are you doing?
Good morning, Sativa Sister. But we called you Sativa Sister?
No,
Silver Sister. The Silver Sativa Sister. Good morning. We're trying to redo our tech situation here, because Tech Guy's on the other side now. Tech Guy's our tech angel now. But you think he would be able to adjust levels really well from that side. Like that.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh no. Well, actually, last week's show, he did adjust some levels because our beautiful tech guy has passed away suddenly on March 24th. And we didn't know it. We didn't know it. And we feel really badly about that. But when we went to talk about him last week before our interview, we're trying to give the guy some kudos, and he completely shut us down. Just like him. Just like that guy. He didn't want to be
Belle, he never wanted
noticed.
To get sobby. And you were going
to...
He didn't want to be a sobby, and so he had to cut you off.
Sobby happens. It happens. It's Weedsday Wednesday. This is a show about marijuana and emotions and girls and crying. Good morning, everybody.
And some boys
out there. good morning, Weedsday Wednesday. Strange introduction. Today's show actually is a tribute to Tech Guy. He did pass away suddenly, and we're going to get on some soapboxes here. At least I know I am. If you're a bicycle rider, get a helmet. If you don't have a helmet, get a helmet. If you know someone that's a bicycle rider, buy them a helmet. Buy them one. Get them one. It doesn't have to be Christmas or their birthday. It has to be about saving their lives. And our friend Tech Guy, also known in our community as JJ, was a bicycle, an avid bicyclist. He rode everywhere. In fact, he gave up his little car so that he could just ride, and he got a little trailer for his bike. He was so proud of this trailer. It was the cutest thing ever. Oh, my God. You should have seen the smile on his face when he rode up with his little trailer. He was so proud. His mom had gotten him the bike, and I don't know if he bought the trailer himself or his mom bought it for him, but it was nice. And my dad came out to me when I saw that trailer, because my dad always said, you get what you pay for. And he paid some extra money. And that trailer, he put a hash maker, a bubble hash maker, in the back of that trailer. Sorry, Mama JJ. And rode it over to my house so that I could use it and see if I wanted it. And it was the cutest thing I ever saw. JJ riding his little bike up the street with his hash maker in the back.
How big was this trailer?
It was, I'm going to say the trailer was a good, don't quote me on this, JJ, 3 feet, 2 feet, 3 feet.
Wow.
I mean, it was a good size little 20, 24, 36, I don't know. It was a good size little trailer, but he said he could put his groceries in there. Like,
very nice.
Before, when he went to the grocery store, we were talking about how nice this trailer was, because I was telling him about, we were just talking about quality of things. And just like with cannabis, folks, you get what you pay for. Don't go out there and buy crappy stuff. So we were talking. He said, yeah, there's all these other models I could have gotten. They were cheaper. And I said, yeah, but then you would have had to buy four of them in the same year because, like, the tire on this was nice. It was like a titanium frame.
Yeah.
You know, so when he put his hash maker in the back of his bike.
He felt comfortable putting it in there.
Oh, and the shocks were just, he probably didn't even know he had it. Probably had to check back off.
That it even had shocks.
Look, right? I know. This was
that's a high.
It was.
Definitely a plus.
He JJ Tech Guy loved his mom so dearly, and every day, or once a week when he came to do our show with us, that was our question. How's mom? Well, where is mom, first of all? Where is she? She was like, where's Waldo? She was everywhere, and his mom got in that bike, and it meant the world to him. He loved it. He got special lights on it. He put that he wrapped around the whole frame. They were all different colors, and they wired around the whole bike, and then he had a front and a back, and then... And he had a bell. Yeah, he got a bell. He got a little bicycle bell. And he just rode around with his little beanie on and his yellow backpack and shorts. And we bugged him a lot about getting a helmet. And then he fell one day. And I don't think it was anybody else's fault, but just a sheer accident. The curbs in Tucson, we've been talking about this a lot, especially if you're a motorcycle rider, bicyclist. The curbs here are funny. They come out on you. And we've known lots of couple people that have gotten in really bad accidents, and this was one of them because you come up to a turn and you think you're just turning and there's a freaking curb there you can't even see. You flip over, and he flipped right onto his head.
Mm-hmm.
And he hit it hard. He hit so hard it scared him into getting a helmet. That's how hard he hit, because when we used to bug him about helmets, he wasn't into it. I mean, you know, And every time he left the house, I'd say, be safe, because they're not. Pay attention, because they're not, you know. And his accident was just a total fluke accident. So it
if
just
you're
makes
a bicyclist,
even
it's
worse.
We're a bike-friendly town, but there's still a lot of bicycle accidents that still happen in Tucson.
Mostly because of idiot drivers.
Right.
But this was just a really sad fluke accident, and not... Yeah.
Be careful out there.
Yeah, just really be careful out there. Good morning to our bloggers out there. We noticed we got a couple of you out there listening in. If you want to remember JJ or AKA Tech Guy with us, please write in, blog in, call in, whatever you'd like to do. We'd love to hear some stories from you. I know I told this story last week, but I think I was crying through the whole thing, or I don't know. JJ cut me off. Tech Guy just said, enough of this blubbery girl. I'm going to shut her off. And who knows if this show is even running now. Tech girl. Are we still on? Okay, we're still on. But so the very, very, very first show, we were using TalkShoe radio.
Oh, such a long time ago.
Such a nightmare of a program, too. It was
the
horrible.
Sound on it.
Oh, it's like...
previous episodes.
It's like you're on dial-up.
Yeah, it was like Poltergeist was
perfect.
In...
Perfect.
Yeah. You've got... And then it cut off. You didn't even get your mail. You know, just got right off.
Got to start this whole process over again.
So we had an actual tech guy here. We'll call him Mr. T. And we had him here. In fact, we were all here, like, hours early because I was a hot mess. I was so nervous. I just decided one day I'm going to start a radio show. Okay, why not?
I can see that.
I can do it.
I can see that happening.
Can you see it?
Uh-huh.
Me driving down the road listening to Sarah and Vinny and all my faves in the Bay Area, and then I'm thinking, I could do that. Oh, boy. Here we go. So we go on air, and I had a little script written out, and I had a co-host. Hank Hitz was with me, and a bunch of, you know, Silver Sister was there. Everyone was there. Our lawyer was supposed to come on, right?
You had a binder full of information.
And a binder full of information. Had it. Still have it. It's bigger
I
now.
I still have it.
That's right. Can I get a name?
Bring that back.
All right.
So can we go digital?
Yeah. We're digital. We're saving paper. Imagine how big
Jesus.
That binder would be. So we go live. Awesome. Well, thank God other people out there. And little did we know, we learned so much more about Tech Guy after we met. We met with his mom and shared some stories. And he's a whiz on the computer. This guy was, we blew it by not, he didn't share how Mr. Wonderful he was with these things that we could totally utilize. Now, he let some secrets out along the way of things he was developing and showed us some software that we were all,
smart.
I bugged
smart.
Him about all the time, and he just kept giving me that smirk that you see in his smile, and that he used to sit here across from us with that little smirk, like, you wait, you'll get it, but in my time.
Uh-huh.
In my time. So we go live, and I think we're talking, and all of a sudden, Heidi Hamford and JJ,
uh-huh,
a.k.a. Tech Guy, are talking, and they're on air, and I'm not, and we're not. The whole, we'd say, like, the hosts of the show are cut out, and we need to replay the show. We'll replay it sometime. Maybe we'll find it during the break or something.
That would be perfect. That would be really good.
It's really funny because we just go in and out and in and out, and I don't think our lawyer got through because of all of our technical problems, and I think it was a 45-minute show of Heidi and JJ Tech Guy. I think they were just BSing their way through the show for us so that we could figure out, we could figure out what the heck to do for the next show because we were just blowing it. But we were having a good time. And the best part of the whole story is that the next day I'm sitting at work just like trying to figure out what the heck went wrong and how to really host a show, and I'm emailing their tech guys and calling them and frantically freaking out, and the doorbell rings. This is when we had a doorbell back in the day. And the doorbell rings, and I open it up, and it's Tech Guy. There's JJ standing there with a loaf of banana bread with a smile on his face, and he says, I just wanted to say I'm sorry for hijacking your show yesterday, last night, and invited him in, and we sat down and chatted, and from that day forward, he really has been at darn near every show. And he was so proud of that, too. He was very proud that he made more shows than the actual co-host made.
Very true.
Now, I had to make them. Well, I feel like I have to make them because I created this darn thing up. But anyway, JJ, it's very strange. Even my dog was outside when he hears the music go, the little reggae riff. He goes and looks for his boys to come up the front walkway. And he was waiting for JJ this morning. He was waiting for the bicycle and the little... And so he's stuck with us. We're not bad leftovers, so I didn't say. And JJ's still here. Tech Guy's still with us. He'll crash the show at some point. anyways.
We should find that show. I'd love to hear it.
What were they
going on about for 45 minutes?
I don't know. I think I was panicking on the other side. I think we had some articles or
legalization. Medical programs.
Because I was just trying to gauge the time at what happened.
March,
you know,
I
like,
think it was March 4th. Well, it was three plus years ago. 12. Yeah, March 4th, 2012. Because we had just, a couple of weeks had just opened 11-11-11, and I sat around thinking about starting a radio show for a couple months and then did it. So then we stayed, sprung up in spring, just like a weed. Weeds of information. Yes. All right.
Beautiful weeds of information.
Beautiful, beautiful weeds of information. And that's what we're here. Tech Guy used to sit across from us, and I always wondered what that smirk was about, because he'd sit there and laugh.
The whole thing.
He would. He just, and I'd be like, oh my God, is there something in my teeth?
What did I say?
Did I mispronounce something? Did I say something wrong? Okay, so yes, the AZ for normal reading was last week, and we blew it again.
What did he just hear?
Yeah, what did JJ just hear? What's that guy? What's going on in that guy's head? And once in a while, we got our little whiteboards out, and he would write something, scribble something down.
Those helped so much.
Oh my gosh. They're sitting on top of the Weed Day Bible back there. We got to get that back out. So we've got a lot going on. We'll just tell you about some stuff going on. What is the date today? The 8th. Holy cow, 12 days until 420.
Lots of stuff going on.
Lots of stuff going on. We will be a part of the 420 Pig Roast, which is actually on a Monday, right?
Yes,
the weed gods have changed that this year. All right. So if you're going to stay here and not go to Colorado, but if you do go to Colorado, drive safe and wear a helmet. This is the first annual 420 Pig Roast. Sponsored by Tumbleweed Health Center, Enhanced Terpenes, Ultra Health, Weed Depot,
Tucson
Weekly, Desert Bloom,
and
so many more. You've got to come down and check this out. It's literally a 14-hour event. Not sure how long it takes to cook a pig, but I think that's why it's starting at noon. So if you want to be there for the initial praying of the pig, sending the pig off into yummy meat heaven, pray for the pig.
There's going to be many things
till
to
2
do
a.m.
there. Liquor, there will be a full bar. And
there will be certifications at some point. Tumbleweed Health Center is going to be doing some certifications for a few hours. If you don't have records, or if you have old records, just bring them down. Bring yourself, and we'll get you an e-evaluation. We'll do that up for you. Yeah, so there's, and you don't have to have a medical card to participate. Non-medicated 21 and over are welcome.
But you're not allowed to go into the dab bar.
The medication
the medicated
room,
area.
Unless you have a card, a valid Arizona. Oh,
actually any state card holder.
Any state card holder, as long as it's valid.
Yeah.
Because we're a reciprocal state.
Yeah.
California isn't even reciprocal. You have to have their card.
Mm-mm.
Nevada is.
Nevada will be.
Will be soon.
Yes.
Hopefully by this Saturday when Fleetwood Mac are playing.
Oh, you. Oh,
yeah.
That you guys are wondering something. It's crazy. So silly.
Okay, sorry. Sorry.
Sweet Medibles and Chewbeak and more. Flowers Galore by Desert Bloom.
Ooh.
Full Concentrate Bar. Now, this is where
all right.
Enhanced Terpenes will be unveiling their new liquids, and this is the company that brought you Holy Smokes.
You're going to be in the medicated area?
We're not in the medicated area, but I'm going to be putting over the samples and giving a whole array of our samples to the guys there so you can add them to your concentrate, drip them in your vaporizing pens. You can add this to any of your oils, any of your concentrates, any of your waxes, dabs, shatter. It works great, gives it an amazing taste. Plus, it adds the terpenes, which are whole and natural and unsynthesized from whole plant extracts. So come down, check out Enhanced Terpenes by Botanic E-Liquids. Free samples for everybody.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. That's going to be awesome. Tumbleweed Health Center is going to be down there giving away some freebies. Come check it out. Sign up to get certified. We're going to be doing some certifications down there, but if you don't want to do it right then and there, we'll get you scheduled for it.
Now, this was a question that everyone keeps on asking is, can I get certified and then use my certification to go in? And that is not true. You cannot use your papers. You actually have to have a physical card holder of any one of the states that are issuing cards.
Right.
And that's it.
It has to be all
certifiable. Now, you can medicate before you come in. If you have your own.
Your own card.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But you have to have a valid card to get into the pig roast, or to the medicated section. Now, California, I don't know if every state has an actual little plastic card like we do. We call it our green card. Because California actually prefers that you carry around their actual certificate. It's a regular-sized piece of paper with a gold leaf stamp on it. It's notarized. It's punched in. I mean, that's what they want you to bring. So whatever you have that certifies your certifiable, and you've been certified, bring it. We'll check it out. We'll certify it. It's certifiable. Raffle tickets. I'm excited. MMJ gift baskets. Who can't beat that, right?
Who can't beat that?
So here's what I have to say about the full dab bar. I dabbed. I did the High Times Cannabis Cup. Holy cow. Eat protein first, I'm telling you. So it's quite a lot. And I'm excited for Flower Galore. That's what I'm excited by, Desert Bloom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want
Desert Bloom's got a lot of great products out right now.
Yeah, they do.
If you're looking for really great concentrates, any of their waxes, and I've used and personally enjoy, very tasty. They have all their stuff tested, so you can go through the book and check out what you're taking home that day. Take a picture with your phone. Bring it on home.
Bring it on home. And 20% off for a limited time to get into this. You can say Doobie or 420 Tumbleweed. I know Doobie's a little easier, but let's see. We have a comment from our bloggers here. Nevada isn't reciprocal yet, but the dispensaries don't seem to care. I had no trouble getting medicine in Vegas.
Oh,
go Vegas.
I had no problem. Oh, okay. So, I understand that. But, because I did that. But it felt a little,
shady?
Yeah. I just still didn't, I mean,
well,
and it's not, I don't think anyone frowns upon it. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people doing it.
Well, are they actual dispensaries?
The dispensary I called, I sent them a picture of my, and
yeah,
they said that's fine.
That's valid. And then they deliver?
But, I mean, we can talk about this. Yeah, that's exactly how it did.
But do they have,
but I had the
mortar,
parking lot, kind of put my money in the door and grab.
Oh.
Did that just change everything? That's exactly what I'm talking about. I was like, this just turned weird for me.
They let you in and they deliver.
Okay.
I don't know if I... That's hard. So if we're driving to Vegas, are there borders that we get stopped at?
Yes.
So this is why you can't... So, like, if you're driving to California, you have a California card... you can't cross the border with it driving. You're not supposed to cross the border with it driving. But you know what? There's parents all over this country that drive to different states and bring their kids back medical cannabis because Iowa, for one, says as a state, yeah, you can have medical marijuana, but you can't get it here. You have to go somewhere else and bring it back.
Are we going to get into this? Right
they're
now?
Telling you. Iowa's saying right now, as a state, Iowa's saying you have to do something federally illegal to bring it back here and be legal. But let's talk to Urban Room and tell about that.
Yeah.
Urban to go everywhere because he is, and but we all should be, right?
Legal?
Right. Like, we should all be like Urban.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Our federal government does have its own program, if anyone is new listening out there. They do have their own program.
Mm-hmm.
And Urban is one of the two left in the program.
I think once everyone's linked up and it's one system, then...
One love. We'll all be able to just hang. You can actually go down to the 420 Social Club and hang out and partake if that's what you want to do. It's on 4th Avenue. We always get this. Is it by? It's before the Dairy Queen or after? We'll use Dairy Queen as our main focal point. So it's north of Dairy Queen, right? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Anyway, there's a huge sign. I saw it on Facebook. They have a new Facebook page. You can go and like it. It's a place for people to go and sit comfortably and meditate and talk about life. It's like your cigar shop community, you know? You go in and you sit and you talk with the guys and gals while smoking your stogies, as my mom would say. I love that word, stogie. That's a good one. Yeah, stogies. Okay. We've got, this is fun. You got your magazine?
I do.
All right. We love High Times. We subscribe to High Times. In fact, every month, if you're one of the first 5 people to get these special magazines at our health center, you can buy High Times magazines at Timberleaf Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. Come get certified, folks. Support your local cannabis, marijuana, weed, pot, ganja program, whatever you want to call it. Support it. Pay the fees. Come on down. Get your green card, because yes, they're green. And get certified. And if anything, just come down and get some education. We know you want that, too. If you just have questions, we've got answers. We'll try not to make them up. We'll try to have the correct answers at all times. So come down. You can email thctucson@gmail.com, tumbleweedshealthcenter.com.
Check us out on Facebook.
Check it out. We've got
lots of articles that come out every day.
Facebook.
Twitter.
LinkedIn. Pinterest.
Yeah.
You
gotta
another
get
one,
Instagram.
MySpace. Oh, and we're getting Instagram soon,
yeah,
because we're going to be at some more events. We're going to be at the Folk Festival. Ow! We're going to be at Pride. We got in already for Pride. Ow!
Good for you, girl.
And, of course, the 420 event. I know. Yeah, I know. Holy smokes. Holy
smokes. Oh, my gosh.
Smoke.
That's going to... The community's just
going to
love you.
Cannabis Kid is so happy.
I've been waiting for you guys to get in that one.
Well, we're new at business. We don't know about all these forms we
got
to fill out and send in things and do this and, you know, all the hoo-ha.
Well,
it's good hoo-ha, though.
You can count me in for that thing.
October 17th or... I'm not sure.
Yeah.
That'll be a good one. So we have another response from the bloggers about the Nevada dispensaries. It was clean and professional. Not... too dissimilar to what we have going on here. So that's nice. Just, you know, even at the dispensaries here in Tucson, when I go, usually it's just Earthling or Desert Bloom up from over that way, I still feel like they could come in anytime. Even at our little health center. You know, we have that little sense of, if yeah. The sign guy came in and get the heck out of our staff. He had a badge. He whipped out a badge. He's like, oh, I'm with the City of Tucson Sign Department. You know, and they're like,
you
all right,
department.
We're going down because of our sign.
That's like the X-Files. You're like, really?
Yeah, I know. They have a sign department. Measure your sign. Register and pay for
they
your sign.
They have badges.
Careful. They have serious badges. It's like FBI.
Guy,
you know, that guy. You're like, oh no.
I'm sure he loves his job.
Oh man. Oh, who wouldn't love your job if you're the sign guy? We got narked out because our
sign guy security.
We got narked out. The sign was just too big. Too big.
Well,
but you know what's awesome?
What's awesome?
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a huntin', looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Walk into my house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? DeVille cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs will be like, aw, oh, they got Volcano.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite.
You have something to read? Because I just pulled out a page about flying reindeer, and if that's not interesting, I'm not really sure what it is. Are you ready over there, Lucy? All right, we'll call you Lucy from now on. I know that.
Oh, well,
flying reindeer.
I can see we've gone into a dark place.
Deep, deep place. And this is where I would look over, and I'd get the grin from tech guy like,
here
it comes. What are you doing? And I'm glad I'm not saying anything or part of this. Say the world's most historically fascinating and mysterious mushroom, Amanita muscaria, the fly, agaric, or toadstool, goes way back. Reindeer feed on a variety of mushrooms during the Siberian summer, but their all-time fave is the fly agaric. After eating it, they prance around or wander aimlessly, twitching their heads. The indigenous people of Siberia discovered the fly agaric from watching reindeer eat. They began to use it for their vision quests, in which sensations of flying are not unusual, hence flying reindeer. Mm. These mushrooms have developed a symbiotic relationship with a pine tree and often grow beneath it. The ancient lore of Northern Europe indicates that these red presents under the tree may have inspired the Christmas legend of Santa Claus and his flying reindeer. The Italian ethnobotanist Giorgio Simorini have discovered that the origin of the mushroom's English name, toadstool, when flies are attracted to the colorful mushroom and land upon it, they go into a temporary coma. Slow but clever toads know to sit near the toadstool waiting for flies to fall under its spell. Historically, people have also placed the mushroom caps on their windowsills as an insecticide, apparently in the belief that the flies were dying, although they were actually in a stupor. That's awesome. Santa Claus is based on mushrooms. Woo! I love it. See?
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
That's right. Okay, and you're going to like this one. And tell me if I'm saying this right.
We'll let you know.
Iboja? I-B-O-G-A, the Iboja connection? When primatologist Michael A. Huffman was studying chimpanzees and their use of medicinal plants in Tanzania, he came across other animals using plants not only as medicine, but for intoxication as well. Stories of wild boars, porcupines, and gorillas seeking out and digging up the roots of the Iboja plant, a potent hallucinogen, caught his attention. Chimpanzees eating a plant that cures their upset stomach shows a level of knowledge we didn't know they had. But why would a gorilla eat a root that causes nausea and vomiting? Could it be for the hallucinations? Gorillas are famously wise in their use of plants and consume several that are cardio stimulants when needed. You probably thought humans were bananas, but mandrills might be the craziest primates around. Charles Darwin observed, "No other member in the whole class of mammal is colored so extraordinary a manner as the adult male mandrill. When a mandrill wishes to fight another, he doesn't just rush into it. He'll first find an Iboja plant, dig it up, eat some roots, and wait around for an hour for the full force of the hallucinogen to hit him before he engages in battle."
Whoa.
As for humankind, African tribes use Iboja in a ritual known as witi, a rite of passage amplified by the complex spiritual insight that the plant provides. Woo! So see, for centuries old, it's not just cannabis that we love for its psychological properties.
All plants.
And enhancements. Well, not all of them, but the animals sure know.
Mm-hmm.
Santa Claus knew.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Santa Claus loves mushrooms. You can't even beat that.
There's more out there that we like than there's more
Santa
out
Claus
there than we don't
real.
Like.
And this is great. The goat. The unexpected bean. Goats have been getting higher than humans for a long, long time. Wait a minute. That deserves an applause. Some mammals may accidentally consume psilocybin mushrooms,
oh, yeah.
But there's no question goats do it on purpose. They even get possessive about them. One goat kicked Giorgio Samarini in the chest for intruding on his herd's patch of shrooms.
Whoa.
It then proceeded to devour everything the poor scientist had collected. It's certain that goats appreciate psychedelics, but they seem to have a fondness for uppers as well. Goats were nibbling on the khat, K-H-A-T, and coffee beans long before humans got into the act. The stories regarding the discovery of both by humans start out alike. A devoted goat herd gets curious about his animal's strange behavior, finds the leaf of red berry they're eating, and then decides to try it himself. Nowadays, cats extends from West Africa through the Arabian Peninsula, and of course, coffee is quasi-addiction for hundreds of millions of caffeine fiends. Anthropologists suggest that Native Americans discovered methamphetamine, which have been ingested for over 9,000 years, by watching animals eat them. And goats love mescal. After eating a few beans, they tremble and fall to the ground, only to wake back up and eat some more. And like we said, goats have been getting higher than humans for a long, long time. I love it.
This picture of this goat.
I know, it's fantastic. Doug Fine, I hope you have the 420 edition. We'll
That's
send
a nice
you a photo.
One.
That's awesome. Maybe you should find some of this for Taylor Swift, your little goat, see how she does. Well, folks, and we all grew up learning about the birds and the bees. It's time for a true fact about the birds and the bees. Don't believe anything you hear here. The drive to get listed is natural. Some flowers even seem to have evolved to reward the insects that pollinate them with a trippy treat. Datura flowers contain tropane alkaloids, which are powerful disassociative hallucinogens for humans, but the flower nectar makes moths drunk and keeps them coming back for more. A similar thing happens when bees and certain species of tropical American orchids. In this case, however, the active compound is unknown. In North America, robins flock to eat California hollyberries. The result is confusion and disorientation, which may result in collisions with windows and cars. Mm. We've had many of those. Mm. About 3 berries makes a meal for a robin, but they'll consume as many as 15. While the birds are definitely intoxicated, there's no alcohol involved in their haziness, and the active constituent of the berries remains a mystery. Cedar waxwings eat a lot of berries, too. But one picks their interest especially, the firethorn berry. As the name suggests, waxwings like to keep their plumage neat. After a few firethorn berries, though, their feathers get a bit ruffled, and they'll make a tipsy display of courtship. A male presents the female with a fire thorn berry, which they pass back and forth until one of them eats it. Everybody's doing it. Animals have been doing this getting high long before we were even a species. From insects to elephants, creatures great and small like to get high. And if they don't, we bet they wish they could. Yep. We love it. Even the animals are high. You gotta love it. What a great little article. We didn't even get to read about the spirit of the jaguar. I think we should.
Read about it.
Go ahead. You're a jaguar yourself.
Spirit of the jaguar. The late Richard Schultes and reverted ethnobotanism wrote that the repetitiveness of which snakes and jaguars occur in ayahuasca visions has intrigued psychologists. Jaguars, the magnificent jungle cat, were apparently the source of the veneration of the yega vine. Yega contains psychoactive alkaloids and is the essential ingredient in ayahuasca preparations. The ancient wisdom of the Amazonian shamanisms that state yega vine was discovered by observing jaguars eat it and then going into an ecstasy. Ayahuasca is something taken before a hunt to channel the spirit of the jaguar. Wow. Interesting.
Do you have a cat sound? Oh, come on.
You do?
No. Sorry.
You should
probably have a mountain lion sound or something. See, animals are awesome and spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Dr. Lester Grinspoon was talking about, enhancement. And we were talking with people recently, and somebody was saying, oh, I don't think there should be recreational, but medical's okay. And then I said to them, well, do you drink alcohol? And they said, well, yeah. And I go, well, okay, your glass of wine is our joint. Only you probably don't need to finish the whole joint, and you'll probably need 2 or 3 drinks. But it's the same. It's recreational means whatever you do to relax or recreate, you know. So I think it's okay for recreational cannabis to be allowed. I really want testing done, because we've heard some very scary things recently about dispensaries here in the state of Michigan. We don't spread rumors, gossips, or lies. We do like to gossip, but not during the show. But seriously, we really want our state quiet, because there are a lot of elderly people that come to us to get certified that have really compromised the immune system. And if we let them ingest a chemical that's not good for them in any way, shape, or form, you could really ruin things for people, you know?
Well,
it's got to be clean.
Yeah, especially if your immune system is already compromised.
Yeah. Well, here's the debate. The 420 Esoterica, the origin of 420, which we talked about a little bit before, has been detailed and debated, but does the number hold any deeper numerological or spiritual significance? All right. For music, Bob Dylan's Rainy Day Women number 12 and 35 has often been cited as possible source of 420. Multiply the numbers and you get 420. Then there's Crosby, Stills, and Nash, 4 plus 20, but the opening line, 4 and 20 years ago, actually refers to the birth of the song's subject, although the nursery rhyme, Sing a Song of Sixpence, mentioned 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie. Now, were they baked and then just sitting in a pie, or were they baked in the pie? I mean, you've got to wonder. We doubt a ditty penned in the 18th century was the source of 420. Abe Lincoln didn't invent 420 either, even though his Gettysburg Address starts 47 years ago. 47 is 420. What do you think? I think Lincoln.
I think we can see a lot of in everything.
Penal codes. For years, many stoners believe that 420 was a police code for marijuana-related infractions, though no such designation exists anywhere in the U.S., but in several Asian countries, including India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Myanmar. Section 420 of the Penal Code deals with cheating and fraud. For this reason, in South Asia, popular culture, the term 420 refers to a trickster or a con man, as illustrated by Salman Rushdie in his book Midnight's Children, in which he writes, 420 has been, since time immemorial, the number associated with fraud, deception, and trickery. There's even an old Indian film about a con man titled Shri 420. Translation, Mr. 420. What about numerology?
Well, according to the principles of numerology, 420 reduces down to the number 6. 4 plus 2 plus 0 equals 6. Under said principles, said 6, and by extension, 420 is the perfect number, signifying health, harmony, balance, luck, love, and beauty.
Aww.
6 is also recognized as the symbol of Christ, consciousness, the sixth sense, and the third eye, as represented by the sixth pointed star, a.k.a. the Seal of Solomon, Star of David, or Merkabah. So basically, 420 leads to be enlightenment. We could have told you that. Or how about this? According to Yosef Leib, a then Markaba, author of the Cannabis Chasidus, the ancient and emerging Torah of drugs under the ancient Judaic numerology sign of Gematria, which supposedly reveals the true nature of an object by replacing the letters of its name with the corresponding numbers. The Hebrew word for smoke adds to 420.
Dun, wow.
Great facts in there. I mean, it's good. Happy 420 for whatever you celebrate it for.
Yeah, it was awesome.
You know, we are coming to an age where...
Reaching into the depths.
We should be celebrating it every day. You know, how far we've come with our accomplishments as far as the legalization and the move towards seeing what this plant for what it really is.
Yes.
You know, as a whole plant.
It's awesome. It's an awesome whole plant.
Yeah, it's an awesome whole plan. I
hit the bong.
Hit the bong pretty hard, but that's not what I was going to say. I had some frozen plant that I had from a long time ago that I added to my smoothies the other day.
Ooh.
There, I found a little nug, and I actually
just
put it in my mouth.
Mm.
Talk about an experience. It's not. It's an overall sense of well-being that you get. It's almost like taking the most awesome natural organic vitamin ever. Because it's
like
almost
that.
Like everything that you need.
Yep.
It's very herbaceous, and your flavonoids, it's got everything in there. It's peppery, it's a little sweet. Chew it up, give it a try. You'd be amazed if you just pop one of those a day.
Oh, totally. That's what Dr. Grinsman does.
Mm-hmm.
A couple capsules, a couple joints a day, you're good to go. You want to know what the Bible says about 420?
What?
Here we go.
Oh, because we found 420 in the Bible? Yeah, of course we did.
Daniel 420.
Mm-hmm.
The tree you saw, which grew large and strong, with its top touching the sky, visible to the whole earth. Yeah.
Amen.
And, amen. Can I get an amen?
You got one already.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I want three more. Can I get a Mark 420? Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop 30, 60, or even 100 times what was sown. Wow. That is. 1 Corinthians 4:20. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. Especially hydro. Okay, so that part was put in. Power of the plant. Power of the plant. They had, other than the animals, which we know now were the origin of Santa Claus, from Santa Claus, like mushrooms, kids.
We are learning so much today.
So many things. So many great things. You know what? I think AZ for Normal's meeting is this weekend. Is it? Is this the second Saturday? I think maybe it is. Somebody get a calendar quick. Just thought I'd throw that in there. 420 birthdays. All right. Here we go. The celebrant. Miranda Kerr, born 1983 on 420. Reason for her fame? Her underwear. Reason for her infamy? Dated Justin Bieber. Oh, Justin Bieber. Just kidding, Justin. You're better now. You're on Ellen. All right.
That's what makes you good in this world.
Carmen, that is. We're trying to get on Ellen. You can get on Ellen. Carmen Electra, born 1972. Reason for her fame? Her body. Reason for her infamy? Her body of work. All right, let's see here. Adolf Hitler was born in 1889. Reason for his fame? He was evil. Reason for his infamy? He was even more evil. Not good. Don Mattingly, New York Yankees star. He lost big games as the Los Angeles Dodgers manager. Sorry, pal.
Sorry, buddy. See you next year.
Mother Angelica.
Oh.
She founded the Eternal Word Television Network. All right. But her reason for infamy, she opined that abortion deprived us of those who would otherwise be alive to, quote, defend the nation.
Okay.
Edie Sedgwick, born 1943. She was Andy Warhol's it girl, but she tragically had an accidental suicide.
Well, I think we should move on.
Accidental suicide? No, let's find some like, fun there. All right. John Paul Stevens, former U.S. Supreme Court Justice, last year stated that pot should be legal. Born on 420, you bet it should be. All right, so let's think what we've got coming up. We've got this weekend is AZ for Normal's monthly meeting held at the Ward 6. And you can check their Facebook out, AZ, the number 4, Normal, NORML. And you can go down there and get involved, get political. JJ used to go down there and and quietly be involved, as he always was. So get down there and show your support for cannabis and the community, and just listen and hear what others have to say. You can come down to Tumbleweeds Health Center and get certified Monday through Saturday. That's right. We're there on the weekend. $85 new certification, $65 renewal. And if you tell them you heard this episode, you get processing for $25. Normally it's $35, so take $10 off for fun. If you don't have records or you have minimal records that aren't within the last 12 months, you can get evaluated, get diagnosed down at Tumbleweeds Health Center, and then come back and get certified. And you can check us out at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. We've got some wonderful products. And if you want to get some really cool coupons sent to you in our mail, a couple times a month we send out some coupons, 10, 20% off, whatever you like. We've got some hemp oils that are good for arthritis and Crohn's and migraines and seizures and all sorts of stuff. So come on down and get some hemp oil. We've got Holy Smokes.
Yes. Botanical e-liquids.
Yeah. All organic. If you're going to inhale something, folks, make sure it's organic, clean.
Yeah. Great way to bathe.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Morning, noon, or night. We've got all kinds of different tonics that can help you out throughout the day.
Yep.
Anxiety, calming.
Yes, very calming.
We've got one for Restore, which is all for the people who are wanting to go a different route instead of going the nicotine e-liquids.
Mm-hmm.
These three are great for helping the cravings with nicotine. As per the PubMed, says black pepper is great for nicotine, people who are coming off nicotine.
Oh, cool.
Which Shakti Rising has, it's grapefruit, black pepper, and clary sage. So if you are wanting to go a natural approach or an all-organic approach with your organic e-liquids, go ahead and pick up your Shakti Rising.
Very
we
nice.
We also have a
very
mint one, which is Sinbad Sword, and Pipe's Peace, which is one of Belle's favorites.
Favorite. Love
parsley,
that one.
Sage, and orange. So come down and check those out.
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme?
No.
Okay.
I see where you're going with
that. Yeah, I know. It's just a song. Well, and here's another song that we have to get to playing here. Thank you so much for listening. As usual, we are always
We love it when people hang in.
And really, Tech Guy will be missed more than anybody knows. He was a silent co-host for 3 years. And he was an awesome friend to everybody, and he helped people heal, and he was a really good guy, and we were all blessed to know him and to call him friend and to have him call us friend. So,
we miss you, Tech Guy.
Yeah, we miss you, Tech Guy. We know you'll be here every week with us still.
Listening in.
Just don't mess up the shows anymore. You know, he just did that on purpose to watch me scramble. He likes watching me freak out and restart and don't know what to do. So... We love you, Tech Guy. If you're riding a bicycle, wear a helmet. And that's all. Thank you for joining Weed Day Wednesday. We'll be back next week with SSCP, I believe.
Very nice.
And remember,
be smart,
be safe, and educate.